Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is An Absolute Creation coming at you with another podcast. I have been on sabbatical lately. My parents and sister and her family have been in town from two different states for a couple weeks now, and they are now gone, and I am back to being by myself the way I like it, introverted and in deep thought. Not that I don't love my parents and my family. It's actually the opposite. I love them very much. I footed the bill for them all to come out here because I wanted to see them that much. Nevertheless, I do enjoy my freedom. And freedom happens to be the subject of this podcast. And I truly want to reach out to the open people here at ATS and really try to understand how many different perspectives there are to the word freedom. Because I see so much treachery in the use of that word that it almost drives me mad. Not really that mad, but mad enough to make a podcast about it. The point is, I see a world that, from my perspective, is completely and utterly out of whack. And I understand that any, you know, point of reference within that opinion that I have, whatever subject matter that I have painted as to be a, you know, a negative one, I'm sure anybody can argue it and anybody can debate it. But, you know, it's no one thing. If it was just one thing, I wouldn't even be making a podcast with this subject. But it is so many things. So many strange things. I'll talk about the paradoxical debates that we have on our agenda here with international security and all that rhetoric, or whatever you want to believe it to be. Either way, here we are, American forces, out and about in two different countries waging a war on terror. And, you know, you can debate whether or not this war is creating more terrorists, all that. You know, that's slowing down the process of getting what we want to talk about. And what we want to talk about is creating a safer America, which that is the ideology behind these wars, is fighting a war elsewhere so we don't have to fight it on our home ground. Correct me, anyone out there, if I'm wrong in this assumption. Either way, here we are, you know, protecting our homeland on two different countries, you know, creating a focus point for this war on terror so we can, you know, as more of these terrorists that we create and come from other parts of the world come and flock here to kill, you know, the soldiers, we get a chance to kill them. I guess that's what's going on. I'm not really sure, but it seems to be that's what's going on. Or at least that's what they are, you know, feeding to us. So here we are. We got, you know, 150 some odd of our American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. And you know, we're trying to defeat this enemy of terror. Well, I guess the person's Bin Laden, but you know, we hardly ever see any leads on him. It's always his subsidiaries and the people that are subservient to him under this, you know, pseudo ideology that hates freedom, hates the West. Okay, two sides. One person believes that the war on terror is against a bunch of radical extremists who want to kill anybody who likes to be free and doesn't want to live under their perception of what the Quran and the lifestyle behind the Quran should be. And within that ideology, the Quran states that people that do not want to, you know, live under this Islamic law, you know, they're taken to the sword. At least that's how they're perceiving those words. So, you know, that's a scary idea to throw in somebody's face. Okay, you got somebody saying, hey, listen, man, there's a bunch of these, you know, radical extremists who will kill you if you don't want to live under their law. And there's a bunch of examples, and that's great. I understand all that. There are examples. But, you know, because there's many, many crazy people out there in the Middle East who are blowing themselves up for their own complex reasons that somehow the United States funnels that all into just one, you know, black and white subjects, freedom and non-freedom. But, you know, I'm looking at it from this perspective. Here we are, America. I just read that general, I can't remember the general's name. I probably should have had that note for this podcast. But this general comes out and he says, listen, if America was hit by a biological, chemical, or nuclear weapon, we would only have one brigade to respond to that, you know, accident, that terrorism. And if you don't know, a brigade's around 3,500 troops. And he said it takes about two brigades. So I'm thinking to myself, as everybody's talking about how our borders are open and all these undercover journalists are exposing these, you know, these big rings of smuggling on, you know, in people, it almost baffles me to think that we have all of our soldiers, not along all of our soldiers, but a huge hefty price tag with those soldiers, that to the tune of around $250 million a day is spent in Iraq and Afghanistan, okay? So that's okay. It's almost puzzling to even try to put this into perspective. We are spending $250 million a day to keep us safer, but we all can imagine that the Taliban's stronger, Al-Qaeda's more organized, there's more terrorists being built every single day, and then there's more Iraqis being killed, there's more American troops being killed, and we are no more protected here on our borders than we were before we started the war. Okay, so everybody says that if we weren't there attacking and killing and all these terrorists there, then they'd come here and attack the United States. All right, cool. I can only believe that for about 15 minutes. And then I start, my rational mind kicks in, and he says, okay, listen. Do extremists want to kill American soldiers or the American institution? And if they wanted to kill the American institution while all of our forces were there fighting them, don't you think they would sneak in a couple other, you know, forces in the United States while our borders are open and come attack us here? I mean, don't you think that would be their number one objective? And if not, why are they telling us that's the situation? I don't understand. So my other point that I'm going to make here is, if we were to spend $250 million a day spending it on the United States to create a safer United States here on our own soil, I don't care how you want to do it. You can put a turnstile through every, you know, with three guards on every 10 feet of the border to check people's passports before they come in a 150-foot wall otherwise, just to make sure that people come in, they're just at least documented who the hell they are and where they're going. Other than that, I mean, imagine what we can invest in small companies. We can cut taxes. We can do all this beautiful stuff with $250 million a day. But no, we are actually funneling that money to another part of the world to do something that's not helping the situation, but making it worse and not focusing on our homeland. So my question, if that's so obvious to me, why can we not create a movement to pull back, redirect that finance to American soil, to create a more technologically advanced, secure border system with a more structured system for the homeless, the hungry, the healthcare, especially the healthcare, and all that stuff? And I understand you can come out here and say, yeah, well, it's half special. Some people believe it's half special, but some people actually believe that we're there for the oil, but they don't care. See, those people I'm scared of. I really don't want to address those people, because those people I will not probably be able to relate too well to. But I'm really trying this for the people that actually believe everything that the news is telling them about how these Western radicals, I mean, these Muslim extremist radicals want to kill everybody that has anything to do with freedom and all that jazz, and maybe they just want us off their soil, and we're not leaving, and we're spinning it to tell them that they just want to kill us and they'll come here. But if that's the truth, why aren't we focusing on protecting our homeland? Why are we so worried about somewhere else while keeping our homeland vulnerable, as one general have already stated? It doesn't make sense. I wish other people would ask that question, or at least give me an answer. If anybody out there would like to, I would appreciate it. I do apologize for this long rant, but I don't have any notes, and I was really, really trying to get this question and situation out in this seemingly odd conundrum that we're faced with. And let me know what you think. This is An Absolute Creation. Thanks for your time. Peace.